day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Whether this is your first garden or you're trying something new, knowing when to pick the bounty of your hard labor is essential to get the most out of all your gardening efforts. So here are some summer tips to get you started. From picking beans and lettuce, and now peas, from early summer to gathering pumpkins and winter squash later in the season, the summer vegetable harvest is a primary time for picking and preserving your garden produce. Now, they do suggest you pick summer vegetables when they are young and tender. Bigger is not necessarily tastier. Check your crops daily, and whenever possible, eat summer vegetables the same day you pick them. They're really the very best that way. So, here are the tips. They suggest pick at the correct time. For some vegetables, this means picking at the very peak of their ripeness, where others can be picked early and they'll continue to ripen even once they're off the plant. Harvest them regularly. Many vegetables, like beans, will cease to produce if mature produce is left on the plant, so you have to keep picking and they'll keep producing. Pick in the morning. You'll enjoy the cooler temperatures and your produce will be better hydrated before the heat of the day. Harvest for preserving. Pick veggies earmarked for preserving when you know you'll have time to do the canning, freezing, or dehydration. Preserving veggies when they're the very most fresh helps retain the value of the nutrients and it makes their flavor and appearance better. Cut, don't tear. I used to pull off my beans, but it was awfully hard on the plants. To avoid damaging the plant and bruising the fruit, remove the produce with a knife or scissors. Use a basket for transporting those ripe veggies to prevent their bruising. They suggest watering root crops. By irrigating the root crops prior to your summer veggie harvest, it softens the soil and reduces the risk of marring their tender skin. Now for carrots, which mine are still very tiny, says you can begin harvesting when large enough to use. Carrots become sweeter as the ground cools in late summer and into the autumn. And corn? You should pick when the silks at the top of the cob turn brown and when the ear feels plump. We used to try to do this in northern Ontario, but so often the deer and the raccoons would get there before we did. And for cucumbers, clip the cucumbers off the vine as soon as they're large enough to use. And do remove the yellow, the overripe fruit, to encourage production. Eggplants, snip the fruit from the plant when it has a nice glossy skin and when it's stopped growing. Very difficult to tell. Green beans, of course, you'd like to pick them when they're young and tender. And bulges indicate that there's mature beans with developed seed, tough skin, and strings. Harvest often to keep them producing. Melons, judge the melon ripeness by rapping on the fruit and observe any color changes in the skin, and I don't mean bruising. Withhold water for a week before the harvest to allow the sugars in the melon to concentrate. Okra, you can clip, from 2 to 4 inches pods on a daily basis. It matures and ripens from the bottom of the plant first. Now, you can harvest green onions, as you well know, whenever you need them. But for the other onions, once the tops have fallen over, or you broke them down, and begin to yellow, harvest and cure the bulbs. And peppers, you can harvest any time after the fruit has developed flesh. Clip peppers green to increase fruit production when fully ripe for a sweeter and a hotter pepper. And potatoes, of course, new potatoes can gently be removed once they reach 1 to 2 inches. Now, I used to love to stick my hand down in the soil and just pick out a few new potatoes for dinner. Oh my, they would be so tasty. And larger potatoes destined for storage can be harvested after the plants have begun to die back. Now, don't leave this too long. I've left them until the tops were all dead and had a very difficult time finding where my potato rows were. Summer squash, check daily as quick-growing squash and zucchini are best harvested when young and tender. One time we had quite a few zucchas. They weren't tiny zucchinis, but zucchas that we were trying to give away. And sweet potatoes, of course, you harvest when the vines begin to die back, but really before the frost. And look for sweet potatoes anywhere the vine is rooted in the soil, so they may be a little further afield than you've actually planted. And of course, we all know about tomatoes. Harvest the fruits when they're a suitable size for dishes like fried green tomatoes, or leave them on the vine until firm and ripe. Now, this is usually a really good thing to do, unless you have squirrels and chipmunks around. that might like to take one bite of every little tomato. Tomatoes will continue to ripen once they're picked, but for the best flavor, store them fresh at room temperature. And winter squash, of course, you harvest late in the summer, when the rinds are hard and when the vines begin to die back. You plant, you cultivate, and finally you harvest. Plant, cultivate, harvest. Many people today want to go directly from planting to harvesting. It really doesn't work that way. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.